我们这次读旧约申命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 in Old Testament。
申命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8。
第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4。
我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许的那地。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe.That you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers.
你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年是要苦练你试验你要知道你内心心内如何肯守他的诫命不肯。
And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you.To know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
这个苦练呢，英文应该是说 humble， 就是叫你谦卑下来。
That's to humble, but Chinese says to purge you.
第三节，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
So he humbled you and allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
这四十年你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。
Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years.
我们再翻到耶利米书第十五章。
Jeremiah chapter
15。耶利米书第十五章第十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16。
耶和华万军之神啊，我得着你的言语就当食物吃了，你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因我是称为你名下的人。
Your words were found, and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts.
我们再翻到马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4。
马太福音第四章第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4。
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
他禁食四十昼夜后来就饿了。
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry.
那试探人的近前来对他说你若是神的儿子可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
Now when the tempter came to him, he said,If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
后面撒旦有再有两次的试探主耶稣，主耶稣仍然说，经上记着说，经上记着说。
And after this, Satan tested the Lord twice, and the Lord always replied with, It is written, it is written.
再读约翰福音第六章。
Now we will read the Gospel according to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
The Gospel according to John chapter
6, 26节
verse 26.
耶稣回答说：“我实在的告诉，实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我，并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。”
Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled."
27节。
Verse 27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him.
63节
Verse 63，
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
It is the spirit who gives life; the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life.
跟第二读到这，我们就请低头有点祷告。
This is today's scripture reading. Shall we now bow our heads? Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你在新的年日一开头的时候，我们一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you. In the beginning days of the new year, we are gathered together in your presence.
主，我们感谢你，你是起初，你也是末了。
Lord, we thank you. You're the beginning. You're the end.
我们感谢你在以往日子里，你这样恩待我们，与我们同在。在新的日子里面，你仍然是照你丰盛恩典来引导我们。
We thank you that in the past days you have been with us, being gracious.And in the days coming, you will also again command your grace in our midst. So that in the remaining days, that we will even experience more of your faithfulness.
更多知道你是我们的主，你是我们的神。
To know more that you are our Lord, you are our God.
让我们知道更多如何生活在你面前。
So that we could know how to live in your presence.
你恩待我们，前面的道路。
Be gracious to the way which awaits us.
也让我们真是把前面的道路一同仰望在主的手中。
And we will also commit our path, into your hand.
你带领我们。
Lord, lead us on.
主，让我们这些属乎你的人知道如何在地上来过日子。
So that all of us who belong to you know how to conduct our lives in this world.
一同在你恩典里面被你建造，被你成全。
And together in your grace, we will be edified, we will be perfected by you.
好像你的教会在这里能够长成，满有基督长成的身量。
And so that your church will grow to the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ.
一同在指望当中等候你的再来。
And in hope together, we wait for your coming again.
我们感谢你，愿意把早晨这点时间恭敬仰望在主的手中。
Lord, we give thanks to you, and we just commit a short period of time with reverence into your hand.
你在圣灵里面来向我们说话。
Do speak to us in your spirit.
让我们这些有耳可听的就来听你的话语。
So all of us who have ears to hear, let us hear.
我们等候你听我们祷告。
Lord, we wait on you and hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我感谢神，又是一个新的年日开始。
We thank our God that it's the new year.
时间实在过得非常快。
Time really flies.
我想一天一天的，一年一年就这样过去。
It seems day by day, year by year that the time is passing away.
记得我们小时候，放完暑假开学的时候呢。
I remember when we were young, after the summer, when school was about to begin.
头一篇作文呢，文章呢，总是说，光阴似箭如飞而去。
And the subject, the title of the first composition we wrote is always that the time flies and it's just like an arrow that shoots away.
等到我们信主以后呢，圣经呢。告诉我们
But after we believe in the Lord, as the Bible teaches,
我们人曾用箭来形容那个时间过得快速。
We use arrows to describe how swiftness that the days go by.
那耶伯记那也告诉我们说呢，他说我们的日子呢比说更快。
And Job tells us that our days are faster than arrows.
我们知道今天那个太空说了一分钟呢，他不知道绕了地球几圈了。
We know the spaceship. We don't in 1 minute. We don't know how many times it has go around the Earth.
所以这些都是形容我们在地上的年日实在快速的就过去了。
All these showed us how fast our days are fleeting.
神人摩西在那里祷告说
，The man of God Moses prayed there.
他说我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
He says all our years are like a sign.
好像就一口气就这样过去了。
In fact, just in one breath, the days pass away.
形容的更快速。
And this kind of description gives the more sense of urgency. It simply tells us how short the days of ours on earth are. These also remind us that we have to relish the time that God has allotted to us. So as Moses prayed to God, teach us to number our days, so give us a heart of wisdom. As we number our days, then within us we will have this the heart of wisdom. So we will know that our earthly days are so short, they simply
fade away.
So Moses says that our days on earth are about 70 or 80 years. Now let's consider today, elder men on earth, as the years are drawing to the end, they would wrap up the year with drinking, eating, and they would start their years with making merry. But all of us who belong to God, we are God's children. At the interchange section of the years, we always have to come back before the Lord's word to think about it. Exactly how we should conduct our days on earth. So that all the days of ours will be remembered by our God. Now Matthew 4, the Bible records Jesus Christ. That before he came out in his public ministry, or to say before he lived his life public before man, the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tested by Satan. So the devil told him that if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread.
主耶稣头一句话怎么回答他呢?
How did our Lord reply in his first statement?
他说经上记着说,
the Lord said, it is written,
人活着不是单靠食物, 乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
They shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
在这一句话里面, 我们可以看见两, 一件事情。
And in the Lord's statements, we could discern one thing.
或是说两种生活的原则, 两种生活的根据,
or we could discern two principles of living, or two foundations of living.
一种生活的根据乃是根据物质的食物,
one foundation of living is based upon the material food.
一种生活的根据呢, 不单是靠着食物,
but the other foundation of living is not only based upon material food, but also based upon the every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
这是主耶稣公开要活在人面前的时候头一句说出来话语。
This is the first statement our Lord uttered as he was about to live publicly among men.
他所面对乃是那个魔鬼。
What he faced was devil.
他所面对乃是那位被称为世界的王。
What he encountered was the prince of the world.
我们知道圣经告诉我们说, 全世界都是落在恶者的所下。
We know that the Bible teaches that the whole world lies under the sway of the devil.
所以我们看见人活在这个恶者魔鬼所下的时候,
so we see that as long as men live under the sway of the devil, Satan, the devil will tell you what is the foundation of your living.
乃是靠着,
that is solely by food.
底下后面两个试探的一个内容也是一样。
And likewise, the very two contents of the following two temptations,
你要怎样活在地上呢?
Are the same. Satan says, how do you live in the world? You could boast yourself. You could receive all the glory of the kingdom. Because everything has been given to devil. Because in Luke we read that all this has been given to devil.
所以魔鬼有这个权柄, 把这些赐给服在他所下的人。
So the devil does have the authority to give to anyone who comes under the dominion of him.
但是我们知道主耶稣他在那里宣告说,
But here we see the Lord Jesus proclaimed.
他讲到另外一种生活的根据, 活着的根据,
another foundation of the living by which you should live.
乃是靠神口里所出的一些话,
that is by the every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以今天弟兄姊妹, 我们知道, 我们要活在地上, 我们需要靠食物。
So brothers and sisters, as we live today in the world, yes, we do.
但是主在告诉我们一个更深另外一种活着的方式。
We do depend on food, but the Lord here is telling us another deeper way of living.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
That is by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以这一句话说到今天基础在地上生活，或说活着的一个根据。
Jesus' statement also teaches the very foundation of our living today.
用什么？我们今天活着的根据是什么呢？
So brothers and sisters, what is our living foundation today?
因为今天世界上所有人都是握在恶者的手下。
Since today, the whole world is held under the sway of devil.
所以他活着的根据就是照着撒旦那个原则，根据撒旦所要让他生活的方式来过生活。
So they live according to Satan's principle, and they live according to the kind of living Satan wants them to live.
但是我们不是
However, we are not under Satan's domain.
我们是属神的人,
we belong to God, we are God's children. So the very basis of our living should be the very word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
当你活在这个恶者权势底下的时候,
if a person lives under the sway of the devil, His foundation of living is simply by the bread. And this is exactly the condition that fits all the world today. However, today, no longer are we held under sway of the devil. We are those who live under the name of Jesus. Therefore, the very foundation of our living should never be by bread alone. The very principle of our living should be based upon God's word.
那么主耶稣讲这句话, 他意思是什么呢?
So what does our Lord mean when he said it?
他说人活着,
Men live.
什么叫人活着?
What does that mean?
为什么说人活着不是单靠食物呢?
Why did Jesus say that man does not live by bread alone?
我们知道一个人活着只要靠食物就可以活着的。
We know for a man to live, he simply feeds on food.
只要你一口气还在的时候, 你就是一个活着的人。
As you have one breath left in you, you're a living person.
并且你要叫这口气活着呢, 你只要靠食物, 你就可以活着。
And for you to have this breath in you, you just have to depend on the food to sustain you.
你不需要靠神口里所出的一切话。
You don't have to live on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
你只要有物质的食物, 你就可以活着。
As long as you have the material food, then you're able to live on.
所以主耶稣说人活着到底是什么意思呢?
So what does Jesus mean, saying that when man lives?
主耶稣说活着不是单单说这一口气还在的那个活着。
He's not saying that you simply have this breath in you.
主耶稣呢是说那活着的情形，你活着的内容，你活着的光景是怎么样？
He's speaking of the context of your living, the conditions of your living.
你活着的品质是怎么样？
The very quality of your living.
这个就不是单靠食物。 这就不是单靠食物了。
Then it will not be able to depend on food solely.
我们看见今天许多人，他的确是活着。
Today we see so many people are actually living.
躺在医院的那些床病床上那些病人，他是活着的一个人。
Even those patients are lying on sick bed, they are still living.
但是他活的情形是怎么样呢？
But what is the condition of their living?
他活得非常痛苦。
They live miserably.
非常没有指望。
Without any hope.
现在可能许多人他身体上没有什么疾病，他也是活着。
Today, many people are living without any ailment.
但是他活在许多重担压力、许多烦恼的当中。
However, they live on much pressure, burden, and grief.
所以我们知道，我们知道，今天人也知道说，我们不只单单要活着而已。
And even today, people know that we don't just want to live alone.
人也都知道我们要活着，但是我们活得更好。
Everybody knows we need to live if we want to live better.
我们要活得更快乐、更满足、更有享受。
We should live more enjoyable, a happier life.
我们要活得更有平安，我们要活得更有意义。
With much more peace, with much more meaning to it.
人应该要活得更好。
Everybody knows to live a better life.
所以人就在那边追求许多的享受满足。
Therefore, everyone is pursuing pleasures and gratification.
人在那追求许多的需要。
Man is trying to supply all their needs.
人知道我们需要不是单单只有肉身上肉体这个需要而已。
We know that not only do we have the physical needs.
人也知道说我还需要有一些精神粮食。
But we also
可以让我活得更好。
Need spiritual food so I could live a better life.
人也知道说我心灵上有一些需要，让我心灵更有平安，活得更好。
Men also have this ecological need so that we could live a better life, more spiritually.
所以这个就是为什么宗教产生。
And this is how religion comes about.
所以我们知道今天世界上的人知道他不单要活着，他要活得更美好。
So we all know that in the world, everyone wants to live, and even a better one.
所以人在那有就有许许多多追求。
Therefore, men have all these all kinds of.
就是为了让他活得更美好。
So that they could live a better life.
人生更有满足，更有喜乐。
So the whole life will be more joyful, more gratifying.
但是从人类历史的发展里面。
But from human history, it's
development. 从我们个人经验里面都告诉我们。
And from our personal experiences.We all know this.
人是活得更越来越更不好。
That men have been far worse off than before.
虽然外面物质越过越丰富。
Although outwardly we have more abundant materials.
科技的发达叫人活得更方便。
And because of all the advancement of the scientific development, men have a more convenient life.
但是人的经验告诉我们，人。更是活在一个不满足虚空的里面。
But man's experience teach us that we're now living in a more empty, the more unsatisfactory life.
带给社会更多的问题，更多难处。
And more of the problem, more of the griefs are caused by us.
上个月在丹麦哥本哈根开了一个减碳会议。
Last month, there was this meeting at Copenhagen about reducing the carbon dioxide.
为什么减碳这个问题的发生呢?
Why do we have this problem of trying to reduce emission of carbon dioxide?
就是人为了追求活得更好。
Because, simply because man wants to pursue a better life.
就是人为了追求更多的物质上的享受满足。
To pursue a more satisfying material life.
结果把这个地球环境破坏掉了。
So man actually sabotage the whole environment.
为什么有地球暖化的问题？
Why do we have this global warming problem?
为什么有温室的问题？
Why do we have the problem of greenhouse?
这就是因为人要活得更好所带来一个反效果。
This is all because man wants to live a better life, and all these are the bad results that come from that.
造成环境的污染。
And cause all the air pollution.
就我们看见今天许多疾病从来没有过发生过，现在都出现了。
And now we see so many diseases that they never happened before, and now they all come out.
人是实在要活得更好。
Simply because men want to live a better life.
但是他们以为只要靠食物就可以活得更好。
But men believe that simply by bread they could live a better life.
结果因着靠食物的原带来结果反而是叫人活得更不好。
And the result is that men live far worse off.
所以我们看以色列的历史。
Now let's consider Israelite history.
当他们在加利斯巴尼亚准备进到迦南地的时候。
When they were at Kadesh Barnea and when they were about to enter into the land of Canaan.
因着不幸的缘故呢，神在愤怒当中。发起誓，他们断不可进入神所应许的美地。
Now, because of their unbelief, God, in His wrath, swore that they would never enter into that land of Canaan.
结果他们在旷野多漂流了38年之久。
Therefore, they wandered 30 more years in the wilderness.
等到 第二次他们又回到加比斯巴尼亚这个地方的时候
at the second time when they returned to the same spot at Kadesh Barnea
摩西在那里对要进入迦南地的第二代在那里说了一些的话
and Moses declared certain things to the second generation who was about to enter the land
说到神在四十年当中呢叫他们衣服没有穿破他们脚也没有着肿
he told them that for these 40 years no garments have worn out on youNor did your feet swell.
神从天上降马拉给他们吃。
And God had given you manna from heaven.
神他们口渴了，神叫磐石流出活水来供应他们需要。
When they're thirsty, God would send out water gushing out from the rock.
在四十年的漂流生活当中，神完全供应他们物质上生活需要。
And God had supplied every need in their physical life.While they were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
虽然他们因着是不信不能进到迦美地
Even though because of their unbelief, they could not enter into the good land of the land of
Canaan. 神没有放弃他们
However, God never gave up on them.
神仍然顾念到他们生活上所有的需要
God still concerned about their physical living.
也可以说他们有求必应
Therefore, God would supply all their needs.
他们要吃食物，神降食物给他们吃
When they wanted to eat, God would send down food from heaven.
他们口渴神水让他们喝
When they were thirsty God would supply them with water
我想这样的生活应该是非常美满非常美好
And we would think that living like this was wonderful
物质一点都不缺乏
They lacked nothing in materials
他们向神一祷告祷告马上得答应
The moment they prayed to God their prayers were answered
若是我们想，若是我祷告答应的话，那我一定信心，更坚定，我的属灵生命更长进才对。
Imagine this: if you once you pray and God answers your prayer, shouldn't your faith be more steadfast and your spirit you will grow more spiritually?
诗篇一百零六篇十五节告诉我们说。
But in Psalm 106, it tells us.
他说：“你将他们所求的赐给他们。”
You have given all they asked for.
他们求什么神供他们所有的需要
Whatever they pray about God will supply them with that
但是底下一句话却说
But the following statement says
确实他们心灵软弱
God sent leanness into their spirit
他们向神祈求得到神的答应应该是信心应该心灵更刚强才对
Since they pray to God and their prayers are answered shouldn't their faith be more strong?
怎么神答应了他们所求他们心灵反而是软弱下来呢
How could it be that God had answered their prayers but their spirit actually backslid they became weak
因为他们只靠食物活着
That's because they simply lived solely on bread
因着他们只靠食物活着结果他们活出来光景是怎么样呢
And because they live solely on bread, what is their conditions of their living?
神在物质上让他们一点都没有缺乏。
Materially, God never allowed them to lack anything.
丰丰富富的供应他们所有需要。
Abundantly, fully supplying all their needs.
养活他们四十年之久。
God sustained them for more than 40 years.
但是他们却活在抱怨的当中。
However, they live all the way under complaint.
他们活在悖逆的当中。
Under rebellion.
他们活在许多痛苦的悲哀里面。
There are all kinds of anxiety and pain and sorrow.
弟兄姊妹，这就是因为他们活着只单靠食物而已。
Brothers and sisters, this is simply because they live solely on bread.
所以摩西对他们说。
So Moses said this to them.
他说这四十年神这样的苦练里面、试验里面。
For all these 40 years, God has humbled you and tested you.
只有一件事情要让你知道、让你学习的。
He just wants you.To understand one thing that you could learn from that.
这样知道一件事情就是人活着不是单靠食物。
This one thing is, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话语。
It's by every word that comes out from the word
of
the mouth of God. 神带
领他们经历那么多事情环境。
God has led them through so many things, so many situations.
神有一个目的。
God has this one purpose in mind.
神要让他明白一件事情。
That he wants them to understand this.
让他们看见你活着不是单靠食物。
He wants to show them that you shall not live by bread alone.
你活着必须靠神口里所出来一切话。
You have to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天神带领我们在人生各样的环境遭遇里面。
So brothers and sisters, as God has been leading us through all the circumstances and situations.
不管是顺境，不管是逆境。
be that smooth or adverse.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道神背后一个更重要的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, that all know this. There is one more important mind in His heart.
让我们看见人活着不是单靠食物。
That is to show us that man shall not live by bread alone.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But by every word that proceeds from His mouth.
但是很可惜，40年之久，以色列百姓没有学习到这个功课。
But it's quite a shame that for 40 years, Israelites never mastered this lesson.
他们完全不了解明白神的心意是什么。
They never understood what God's purpose is in His heart.
他们以为只要他们向神祷告，神就会供应他们所有需要。
They thought that as long as they prayed to God, God would supply all their needs.
不错，神的确会供应他们所有需要。
Indeed, God did supply all their needs.
但是供应食物不是神真正的目的。
But providing them with food shall never be God's only purpose.
神真正的目的乃是要让他们了解人活着不是单靠这些食物。
God's purpose is for them to understand that for you to live on is not.Solely based on food.
即使这些食物都是从神而来的
Even though this food is from God
都是神所赏赐的
Even though it's been granted by God
人可以好好享受神所赐的这些丰富的物质的供应
We could enjoy all the provisions of God's abundant giving
但是神的目的不是停留在这些物质上的供应
However, God's purpose has never stayed on provision of food only
神的目的是要让他们看见人活着不是靠这些
His purpose for us to see is that we shall never live on bread alone.
乃是靠神口里所出一切话。
But by every word that proceeds from His mouth.
所以当摩西对这些第二代准备要进到迦南地的那些人来百姓说。
So Moses said, "This is the second generation of all the Israelites who were ready to go into the land."
再次来提醒他们。
Once again, he reminded them.
让他们看见过去四十年在旷野生活，他们是怎样活着的。
To remind them how they had lived for the past 40 years in the wilderness.
他们若是只单靠神所赐给他们的食物的话，有一天他们要倒闭在旷野。
If they had solely lived on based upon the food God had given to them, one day they would perish in the wilderness.
他们若是只靠神所赐的这些食物的话，他们要活在许多悖逆的当中。
If they had lived on this food given to them by God solely in the wilderness, they are still living in rebellion.
所以摩西提醒那第二代的百姓。
Therefore, Moses reminded the second generation.
他说：“你们进去的那一块美地。”
The good land which you are about to enter.
神为你们预备一切所有的需要。
There, God has provided for all your needs.
在那里有高大房屋，不是你们所建造的。
There, you will have the fortified houses not being built by you.
在你的房屋里面装满了各样美物，不是你们所预备的。
And all the good things being filled in the houses are not prepared by you.
在那里有水井，不是你们自己找的。
You have cisterns there, not being dug by you.
在那里，葡萄树、橄榄树有各样的果树，都不是你们栽种的。
There, you could see the vines, all kinds of fruit trees, and but those are not being planted by you.
这一切肉身上所有需要，神已经丰富的预备在那里。
God has provided for you with all the physical needs you could ever need.So abundantly.
为了让他们在那好好享受神供应他们的一切的丰富。
So that Israelites could simply enjoy all the fullness that their God has provided for them.
但是摩西在那里一再的提醒呢，丰富他们。
And there Moses repeatedly reminded them and commanded them.
他说：“你们要谨慎。
Take heed.
免得你们吃饱了。
Lest.After you eat and are filled,
就把那位把你们从埃及为奴之家领出来的耶和华，你把他忘记了。
You will forget the Lord who has led you out of the house of Egypt from the house of bondage.
你们怎样在那里才能继续存活呢？
How could you continue to live in the land of Canaan?
你们在那里怎样才能继续蒙到神的祝福呢？
How could you continue to receive the blessings from God?
你们怎样在那里才能够继续好好的活着呢？
How could you live a very good life there?
必须要听从耶和华的话
Hear the voice of the Lord.
谨守他一切的吩咐和诫命
Observe all his commandments and statutes.
但是很可惜
It's quite a shame.
等到以色列百姓进到迦南美地以后
Right, after Israelites entered into the good land of Canaan.
没有多久
not long after. They did enjoy all the abundant blessings of the physical blessings from the God. They were fully satisfied and filled, but they forgot the Lord, their God. They turned away and worshipped the idols. Therefore, the wrath of God came upon them. God delivered them into the hands of their enemies. Therefore, they live in such a condition without peace. Even though they live physically, however, they live under the bondage of their enemies, without any freedom. They live with abundant sorrow and grief. Because they did not know, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. They should hear the voice of the Lord. They should keep all God's commandments. Only in such a way could they live a better life.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么当摩西到他年终的时候，一再提醒这些第二代的百姓呢？
So, brother and sister, this is why Moses at the end of his life continued to remind the second generation. Through the past 40 years of history, he continued to remind the second generation that the lesson their fathers did not learn, but for you, the second generation, you have to learn this lesson very closely. However, the same thing happened to the second generation. Very soon, they simply departed from their God. And this is why, as our Lord Jesus was about to start his public ministry, the very first temptation that came from Satan was this. Because he was about to live publicly among men. So the first words he uttered as he faced the first temptation from Satan is from God's word. The prince of the world wanted Jesus as he lived in the on earth to live based to continue, solely live on bread alone. He didn't have to live on God's word.
你可以靠着食物,
because simply by living by food, you could have a good life.
你靠食物,
and if you want to live a better life, whatever your pursuit might be, I will supply it to you.
你要像我, 服服敬拜,
bow down to me and worship me. I will give all the glory of the kingdom to you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, our Lord never lived under the sway of the devil.
主耶稣乃是活在神儿,
but our Lord lived in his God, his Father. Today, if we live under the sway of the domain of the devil, the result of your living is simply deplorable.
So we see today in this world, why are so many things filled with guilt, suffering, and bitterness?
As we consider, why is today's world full of all the misery, all the sorrow, and all the pain? It's simply because men live under the domain of the devil. We've been so greatly affected by him. All our living style is simply based upon the principle that Satan shows us.
外面来看,
now, outwardly, you might live a very good life. But we all know our inner world.
每个人都, 多少都有, 都有这样的体会经历。
more or less we have this kind of sense, this kind of experience.
人活在地上没有真正的喜乐和满足。
That as we live in this world, we don't have real peace, real joy.
因为今天人都活在这个恶者的底下。
Because everyone today lives under the domain of the devil.
感谢主，他一出来公开传道之前的时候，他在宣告。
We thank our Lord.Before he came out into his public ministry, he made this public declaration. Not only did he declare that, his living is based upon God's word. But he also declared to all of us who belong to God that our principle of living should be based upon God's word.
是神的话影响到我们的生活方式。
God's word will affect how we live.
是神的话决定我们生活的方式。
It is God's word that will decide how we conduct our life.
是神的话决定我们生活的内容。
It is God's word that will decide the very contents of our living.
因为我们虽然在世界上，但是我们不属于世界。
Because even though we are in this world, but we are not of this world.
所以说对那些门徒说，你们在世界，但是你们却不属于世界。
This is what Jesus says to his disciples. You are in the world, but you're not of the world.
你们可以脱离那个恶者的权下。
You could depart from the domain of Satan.
我们可以活在神的名下。
We could live in, under the name of God.
我曾经说过，当主耶稣生记载主耶稣在地上头一句话是什么呢？
What is the first statement that our Lord utters in the Bible?
就是他十二岁的时候对他父母所说一句话。
As I told you before, this is a statement that he said to his parents when he was 12 years old.
岂不知我因以父的事为念吗？
Shouldn't I concern myself with the business of my father?
这是圣经记载主耶稣在地上的头一句话。
This is the very first statement our Lord Jesus uttered as he lived on earth.
我以父的事为念。
Should I am concerned about the business of my father.
这是主耶稣生活的一个目的。
And this is the very purpose of our Lord.
当他面对这个世界的王魔鬼的时候，头一句话是什么？
As he faced the prince of the world, Satan, what was his first statement?
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
这是主耶稣生活的一个根据。
And this is the very foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ living.
主耶稣他是一个人。
Lord Jesus was a man.
他需要有食物活着才能活着。
And he needed food to live on.
所以圣经告诉我们说，人子来之后也吃也喝。
Therefore the Bible teaches us this: the Son of Man, when he came, he ate, he drank.
因为他是一个完全人，他需要靠这个物质的食物，叫他能够这个生命能够活着。
Because he was a man totally, therefore he needed these.Material things to sustain him.
但是今天人不是也吃也喝。
But today, men also ate and drank.
人乃是又吃又喝。
Men did more than that, more than drinking, more than eating.
为什么人又吃又喝呢？
Why do we do this, eating and
drinking? 就是要为着活得更好。
Simply because we want to live better life.
为了叫他生活更有享受。
So that our life would have more enjoyment for us.
结果所带来的结果是更不好的一个结果。
However, the result that comes out of all of this is really bad.
因为人不知道活得更好不是靠又吃又喝。
Because we do not understand that to better our living is not based upon eating and drinking.
乃是靠神口里所出来一切话。
It's simply based upon every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天在地上活着的根据是什么？
So brothers and sisters, what is our living basis today in this world?
我们像主耶稣一样，我们需要吃，我们需要喝。
We're just like our Lord Jesus. We need to eat. We need to drink.
但是我们要活得更好，不是靠这些。
But to live a better life does not depend on this.
我们要需要神的话语。
We need God's word.
因为我们可以不活在这个恶者的掌权底下。
So that we don't have to live under the domain of this wicked one.
用什么活在这个恶者掌权的底下。
Brothers and sisters, what is to live under the power of the wicked one?
什么时候我们受他的影响。
Whenever we are affected by him,
我们就和世人一样。
Then we act just like the rest of the world.
我们要追求更美好的人生。
Like the rest of the world, we want to pursue a better life.
我们只能靠 物质上的东西。
So to do this, we just depend on all the material things.
当我们在那靠物质上的东西的时候，慢慢你会经历到一件事情。
Now, as you so depend upon material things, very soon you will experience one thing.
你会活得更不好。
You actually live far worse.
因为你不是靠神的话来过生活。
Because you're not living by God's word.
因为你不是靠着神为我们活着那个根据那原则来过生活。
Because you're not living by the very principle that God has set for you to live by.
这个就是为什么今天世界上人生活的光景。
And this is exactly the conditions of today's living for most of the people in the world.
世界上人活的像光景，我们可以体会。
Now we could understand why they live in such a way.
他们不认识神，他们也不知道有神的话。
Because they do not know God, nor do they know God's word.
自然而然，他们所依靠就是物质的东西。
Of course, they simply depend upon material things.
他们也只能相信，或者说他们觉得只有物质能靠着物质让他们活得更好。
And they are convinced they believe all these dependable materials. Could give them a better life. But all of us who belong to God, all of us who know God, and all of us who know God's word, we know that we could live a better life by God's word. Whenever we do not live by the principle of the word of God,
我们只能和世人也是一样，靠物质的东西来过生活。
Then we're just like the rest of the world, living by material things.
这个就是我刚刚起头说的，今天世界上的人到就是用吃喝玩乐来结束他们过去的一年。
And this is what I said in the beginning. The whole world would wrap up every year with eating and drinking and making merry.
他们要开始过一个新年的时候，他们也只能靠这些来过生活。
And as they start entering into New Year, they do the same thing.
但是他们所带来的结果是一个更不满足、更没有喜的这种生活。
But the living under this principle only brings us a less peaceful life.
当我们属神的儿女，当我们靠着神的话来过生活的时候，那是一种怎么样情形呢
？Now God's children, as they live by the word of God, what is the condition of their living？
当我们回到神的话语当中的时候
，As we come back to God's word，
神的话语带给我们是各方面的需要。
God's word would supply all our needs。
那是最基本的。当我们来到神话语的面前的时候，我们看见。
But when we come before the word of God, we could see this.
神的话是我们的粮食。
That His word is our bread.
这是一个真正的粮食。
This is true bread.
所以耶利米在说：“耶和华，我得着你的话，就当食物吃了。”
That's why Jeremiah says that your words are found, and I ate them.
你的话叫我心里欢喜快乐。
They have become the joy of my heart.
你的话叫我欢喜快乐。
And make me become joyful.
当人得到神的话的时候，把它当作食物吃下去的时候，在那里有才有真正的欢喜快乐。
Now when we have found God's word and then take it as food to eat it, and then those words will become a joy, a delight in my heart.
后面还有一句话，我们常常好像都忘记掉。
And then we often neglect what Jeremiah says next.
因我是称为你名下的。
Because I'm called.And by your name.
为什么我能够得到你的话当作食物吃掉呢
？Why is it I could find your word and eat them as food？
为什么吃了你的食物，我里面就有欢喜快乐呢
？And why is it after I eat God's word there is joy delighting me？ Because I'm called by your name.
因为我是活在你的名下。
Because I live by your name.
因为我是在你的名下受你影响的一个人。
Because I'm the person who lives by your name who is so.Greatly affected by you.
是主人名在我们身上有权柄。
That is to say that God's name has authority over us.
我们今天不在那个撒旦的名下。
Today we're no longer under the name of Satan.
我们不在那恶者的手下。
Under the hands of the wicked one.
成为他的奴隶。
So that we should become his slave.
我们是被称为主名下的一般人。
But we are called by God's name.
所以当我们在那里，我们就可以靠神的话，我们在那里活得更美好。
Therefore, there we could live a better life by God's word.
当我们在吃到神的话的时候，我们里面就有真正的一个满足。
And as we eat of God's word, there will be this true gratification within us.
用什么？这是我们生活的一个内容。
Brother and sister, this should be the content of our living.
这是神赐给我们属神的儿女一个极大的一个权利。
And this is such a tremendous privilege God has given to His children.
我们可以靠他的话，我们里面有真正的满足。
That by His word we would have this true peace.
我们正是人在那追求过美好生活，说在这里才能真正达到美好生活。
As the rest of the world is pursuing a better life, we know that only in God's word we could receive this better life.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常为了煮一顿好吃的食物。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we work really hard to cook a good meal.
我们花很多时间。
We spend so much time on that.
花很多心思。
So much effort into it.
我们看一些食谱，巴不得做一顿好吃的食物出来，我们可以吃得非常满足享受。
We check out all the recipe books in order to come up with this wonderful meal so we could enjoy it.
我们为什么花那么多时间，就是为了让我们能满足，让我们吃的时候非常愉快，是不是？
Why do we spend so much time in that? Simply just to make us enjoy all this.
保罗说。
But Paul says.
身子是为食物。
The body is for food.
食物也是为身体。
And the food is also for your stomach.
神给我们这个身体是为了要有食物给我们吃进去。
God has given us this body so that we could take in food.
食物也是为了我们这个身体。
So food is for the body.
但保罗说，神都要叫这两样毁坏掉。
However, Paul says that God will destroy both.
所以说呢，这个身子是为了主自己。
And the Lord says that this body is for God Himself.
当主耶稣来到地上的时候
，When the Lord came to the world,
他说，对神说，你曾经为我预备了一个身体。
He said to God that you have prepared a body for me.
主耶稣来到地上的时候，的确有个身体。
So yes, indeed, Jesus came to the world with a body.
但他这个身体不是为了吃喝。
However, his body was not for drinking and eating only.
他的身体呢是为了行神的旨意。
But to do the will of God.
他这个身体呢是为了当作一个祭物献在祭坛上。
Now his body will be served as a sacrifice to be offered on the altar.
他这个身体呢是为了有一天要成就神救赎的工作。
His body is for One day he would use it to accomplish God's salvation.
不错，主人有身体，他需要吃，他需要喝。
Yes, our Lord did have a body, therefore he needed to eat and drink.
但他知道这个身体的目的不是为了吃喝。
However, he knew that the purpose of his body was not for drinking and eating only.
他知道他这个身体的目的乃是在遵行神的旨意。
The purpose of his body was to do God's will.
所以当有一天主耶稣和那撒玛利亚妇人在谈。
So one day as the Lord conversed with this Samaritan woman, as his disciples went out to buy food,
等到门徒买把食物买回来的时候，就对主耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”
As his disciples brought back the food, they said to Jesus, "Rabbi, please eat."
主耶稣对他们说：“我有食物吃，是你们所不知道。”
And the Lord Jesus replied, "I have food that you do not know."
门徒就奇怪，是不是有别人拿食物已经给他吃的呢？
So the disciples wonder if anybody else has given Jesus some food.
主耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行那差我来的旨意，做成他的工。”
Jesus says that my food is to do the will of God and accomplish it.
主耶稣外面没有吃到那物质的食物。
But outwardly, Jesus never ate any food then.
但他里面已经吃到一种食物是别人门徒不知道的。
However, inwardly, he had eaten the kind of food that his disciples had not known.
那是神的旨意。
That is God's will.
因为他知道，他来到雅各井旁，对那撒玛利亚所说的话。是神的旨意，是神的带领。
Because Jesus knew that as he came to the well of Sychar, that is because of God's leading.
他在遵行了神的旨意，他里面就饱足了。
There he obeyed God's will. There inwardly he was satisfied.
好像外面物质他还缺少一点。
Although outwardly it seems that the Lord still lacks something.
但是主要是基督，他里面心灵真正饱足了。
But inside the Lord of Jesus Christ, He's fully satisfied. Because our Lord knew that His body was to do God's will.
用什么？若是我们今天以那个主或那个态度来读神的话语。
Brothers and sisters, should you study God's word with the same attitude that you prepare for your food?
我们愿意花点时间在你默想神的话。
Should you be willing to spend some time to meditate on God's word?
我们巴不得这段神话里面丰富我们在那里能在风中出会领受。
Should you be able to fully receive the abundant word that God has provided us?
也许我们自己读的时候领受不多，但是我们愿意领受更多，我们去看别人的讲解，听别人的解说。
Even though we ourselves may not understand fully, but we are willing to receive the insight from other people's explanation, exposition, or messages.
我想各种办法把这段神话也真是丰丰富富的把它领受了。
Should we try very hard with all means to fully receive God's word?
叫我里面吃得饱足。
That I could be fully satisfied with it.
也能够与人分享，叫人别人吃得饱足。
And also, I could share with others to feed other people.
叫我里面欢喜快乐，也叫别人领受神话的时候也能欢喜快乐。
So I would be glad and joyful, and other people will become likewise as they also receive word of God.
弟兄姊妹，你想这是怎样的生活呢？
Brothers and sisters, what kind of living do you suppose this is?
这是不是一个非常美好的一种生活呢？
Isn't this a wonderful living?
这是不是也是我们所盼望过的一种生活呢？
Isn't this the kind of living we all long to live?
当我们在那边吃神话的时候，我们里面生命就能够刚强起来。As
we are eating of God's word, our inner life will be strengthened.
若是我们只单靠外面的食物，But
if we only depend on our food solely,
然后说外体毁坏，内心却一天心思一天。Paul,
as Paul says, the outer man is perishing daily, but our inner man is being renewed.
内心呢是说里面的人。And
Paul speaks. Speaks of the inner man inside your heart. Now, by our word, outside food only, you will realize that gradually you are aging and your body is perishing and there is no joy anymore. All those material things could not affect you anymore. But if we could receive it with this word of life daily and our inner man is being renewed day by day, even though outwardly the outer man is perishing. However, the inner alive is fresh as ever and stronger as ever. And this will enable you to live a better life. To live a life with hope. Because you know your outer body is perishing, very soon you will put down this tent. However, the hope of this inner man grows stronger and stronger. Because you, very soon you know you will put down this everlasting building. This immortal forever body.
弟兄姊妹，这只有神的话才能带来这些的果效。
Oh, brothers and sisters, only God's word could issue this kind of result.
只有神的话才能带给我们这样美满的生活。
Only God's word could bring us this better life.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么今天许多人常觉得说我非常软弱，信心非常软弱呢？
Brothers and sisters, why is it so many people today say I'm so weak, my faith is so little?
不是因为他外面物质的缺乏。
It's not because they lack any outward things.
那是因为他缺少耶和华的话语。
It's because they lack the word of the Lord.
所以阿摩斯先知阿摩斯也这样说。
Therefore, the prophet Amos once said this.
人饥饿不是因为没有饼。
You're hungry not because you lack of bread.
人饥渴，并非没有水喝。
And you're thirsty not because you lack of water.
乃是因为不听耶和华的话。
But because you do not hear the voice of the Lord.
当一个人不听耶和华的话的时候，
When a person neglects the voice of the Lord,
即使外面有物质的丰富，能够满足你身体上的需要。
Even though your body will be supplied, satisfied with all the our abundant materials,
但是呢，心里面仍然是活在那个饥饿干渴里面。
But still, your inner man is living in a condition of thirst and hunger.
人仍然活在软弱里面。
You will continue to live in weakness.
所以主耶稣说，肉体人活，肉体是无益的。
Therefore, Lord Jesus says that the body profits nothing.
既然活着乃是灵。
It is the spirit who makes man live.
我对你所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And my words are the spirit, are the life.
用什么？今天什么叫我们能够活着是什么呢
？Brothers and sisters, what's able to cause us to live today?
乃是神的话语。
That is God's word.
用什么？我们都是常常靠神的话语活在神的面前。
Brothers and sisters.If we could depend on God's word and live in His presence,
你会发现你的生活是不一样的。
You will realize how different your life could be.
你会发现你的生活是一个有意义的生活。
You will realize that your life is full of meaning.
人盼望追求更美好的生活，在你的身上，你就可以经历得到。
As men long to pursue a better life, this very reality could be realized in you.
所以这个就是保罗写信给提摩太，对他所说的话。
And this is exactly what Paul says to Timothy.
他说有衣有食就当知足。
Be content with food and clothing.
什么叫有衣有食就当知足呢
？What does that mean to be content with clothing and food?
最简单的东西就能够叫你活着。
He says that the simplest thing is able to sustain you already.
你不要去靠追求衣食叫你活得更好。
You don't need to pursue more clothing, more food to have a better life.
你不要去追求世界上要给你的这些衣和食。
You don't need to pursue all the clothing, all the food that the world provides.
你不要以为靠这些你可以活得更好。
You don't need to depend on all this, that you could live a better life.
所以当那个主耶稣行完五饼二鱼以后，那些群众再来找主耶稣。
So after Lord Jesus performed the miracle of five loaves and two fish, as the crowd came to look for Jesus.
主耶稣对他们说：“你们来找我不是因为看见神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。”
And Lord Jesus replied that you seek me not because you have seen the sign, but because you ate the bread and you're full.
我想。主耶稣实在行了一个非常大的神迹。
And we know that Jesus has performed such a great miracle here.
这些群众也必须在这神迹里面都有份。
And all the crowds are partakers of this one great sign.
主耶稣怎么说？你们不是看见神迹
？But why is the Lord Jesus says it? It's not because you've seen the sign.
他们明明看见那个那么大的神迹，五饼二鱼，满足了上万人的需要，怎么不是一个神迹呢
？They did actually see this tremendous sign miracle that feeds tens of thousands of people with two fish and five loaves. How could Jesus say that you haven't seen, you did not see the sign?
因为他没有看见这个神迹背后那个意义是什么
？Because they did not see the meaning behind the sign.
他们乃是因吃饼得饱，再来找主耶稣。
They came to look for Jesus simply because of the bread they ate and they were filled.
这个就是以色列百姓在旷野四十年的经历一样。
And this is exactly the same condition as Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们明明是活在神迹里面。
They actually live in the midst of the miracles.
天天都有神迹在他们身上。
Daily they experience this miracle happening.
天天都有玛拉酱下来给他们吃。
Daily the manna came down from heaven to feed them.
这就是一个极大神迹。
This was a tremendous miracle.
四十年衣服没有穿破，这不是神迹吗
？Isn't that a miracle? For 40 years, their garments never worn out on them.
走了四十年旷野道路，脚没有花肿，这不是一个神迹吗
？As they trod in the wilderness for 40 years, and their feet never swore, isn't that a miracle?
他们天天经历极大神迹。
So daily they just experience this exceedingly great miracle.
但是他们没有看见神迹背后那个意义是什么
？But they never saw the real meaning behind all these miracles.
所以主耶稣对那些群众说
：“Therefore, Lord Jesus said to the multitude,
不要为那必朽坏的食物劳力
，Do not labor for the food that perish,
要为那存到永远的食物劳力
，But for the food that endures to eternal life,
就是人子所要赐给你的
，And that is the thing that the Son of Man will give you.
用什么？今天神在物质上也给我们很多的丰富。”
Now, brothers and sisters, materially, God has so abundantly provided us.
但是你。有没有看见这背后那意义是什么
？But have you seen behind all this? What is the meaning?
那神的心意是什么
？What is God's heart for all this?
如果没有看见背后这神供应物质的东西背后呢，神的心意是什么话
？If we do not see all the will of God behind all this abundant material provision, Then we will be just like Israelites. After we are filled, we forget the God who saves us. We thank God that as Jesus came to the earth and he proclaimed
人活着不是单靠食物,
that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
感谢神给我们有吃有穿就够了。
We thank God as long as God has provided us with the food, with the clothing, that's enough. We don't need to pursue further after all this more abundance the world could ever offer us. If you continue to pursue after the material abundance, then you very likely will fall into the same condition that Israelites once did.
虽然天天可以享受神物质上丰富的供应,
even daily you could enjoy the abundant provision materially,
但心灵的深处里面却永远没有真正的满足,
but in the very depth of your inner heart, you will never have peace.
因为这不是外面物质上可以解决的,
because the true peace can never be dealt with by outward material. The prince of the world can never bring to us. It is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ that can satisfy all our inner needs. If we live in such a way by the word of God, we will know what is a Christian living. And we will know that our Christian living is such a blessed living. We will know the true meaning as a Christian. If only that in this, the beginning of this new year, we ask God to grant to us this longing heart for His Word. So that we truly know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Brothers and sisters, if the living basis of our life is this,
在我们每天的里面，我们就经历到主耶稣基督实在是满了恩典怜悯的主。
And daily in our lives, we would experience our Lord as the Lord full of mercy and grace.
我们就知道我们实在是一般蒙福的人。
We will know how blessed we are.
因为我们可以靠着他的话活在地上。
Because we could live in this world by His Word.
我们可以靠着他的话。
And by His Word, we could actually live out the life that's pleasing to Him. And by His Word, we will obey His will. Brothers and sisters, should we live a living like this? We are people who have been delivered from the very power and domain of the wicked one. When the prince of the world comes to deceive us, we could say just as Jesus did. It is written. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. May God command His mercy to us. So in this beginning of new days, often we will be willing to come right at the feet of His Word to receive all the blessings that He so desires to give us. This ends my sharing. Brother, would you please say a closing prayer?
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
请低头祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
truly thank you for the abundant feast you prepared for us in your word.
我们实在感谢你为我们准备的信息。
And we truly thank you for all you have given to us this day as well, Lord.
我们为在当今的日子你所赐给我们的一切，我们献上我们的感谢。
Father, we pray that you would truly give us a desire to reach out and take a hold of your word, Lord.
主，我们也为得到你的一切所向我们所说的话，我们献上我们的祷告。
We pray that we would desire to read your word and to learn more about you day after day.
也唯愿我们有更多的渴慕你的话，每一天都能得到你的供应。
Father, we truly thank you for all you've given to us.
我们为你所赐给我们的，我们献上我们的感谢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
因主耶稣基督的名祈求。Amen.
I would like to turn to a bulletin.
请大家打开你手中的周。